Okay, today we're going to learn Daf Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Moed Katan. We are holding on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We are at the words Amar Mar. Amar Mar, third line on the page. We were discussing, the Mishnah discussed, Machlokes Tanaim, whether a Kohen is allowed to paskin on Nigaim, on Saras, on Chol HaMoed, whether that's something that's appropriate to do on Chol HaMoed or not. So Amar Mar, we quoted earlier in a Braisa, Amar Rebbe, Nirin Divrei Rebbe Yossi B'Muchlat, V'Divrei Rebbe Meir B'Muskar, that Rebbe said that it seems that Rebbe Yossi is more correct. Rebbe Yossi is more correct when it comes to a Mitzorah who is Muchlat, who is a definitive Mitzorah, and Rebbe Meir is more correct when it comes to a Muskar. When it comes to a Mitzorah who's in quarantine, when we're trying to figure out whether, you know, to see what happens to the Tzaras, to figure out whether he's going to be a Mitzorah or not. So remember, a Meir was the one that said that we look at Negaim only to be Mekil on Chol HaMoed, only to be lenient and to say that he's okay, but if he's to be Machmir, the Kohen should keep his mouth shut. Whereas Rabbi Yossi says you can't look at Negaim at all on Chol HaMoed. So Rabbi had said that Rabbi Yossi is correct. We don't look at Negaim at all if we're dealing with a Mitzorah Muchlat, but Rabbi Meir is correct. We'll look at Negaim to be lenient when it comes to Mitzorah Muskar, when it comes to the Mitzorah who's in quarantine. So the Gemara asks, Vatanya Ipcha. But we have another Bryce that says exactly the opposite, that Rebbe holds that Rebbe Meir is correct when it comes to a Mitzorah Muchlat, an absolute Mitzorah, and Rebbe Yossi is correct when it comes to a Mitzorah Muskar, when it comes to a Mitzorah who's in quarantine. So how could it be that the two Bryces say two opposite things of what Rebbe holds? It says, Mar Tanaihi, Alibi de Rebbe. We have that all the time. It's Machlokes Tanaim, what Rebbe held. Mar Savar, the Tana of the Mishnah, holds the Tana of the Brisa that says that Rabbi Meir is correct by Muchlat and Rabbi Yossi by Muskar holds that Savta di Alma di Adifle, that a person would always prefer to be together with other people even more so than he prefers to be able to be with his wife, and therefore when it comes to a Mitzorah Muchlat, Rabbi Meir is correct that you're allowed to look at his nega, because if the Kohen would say he's Tameh, he's not going to lose anything. He's already been Tameh until this point. And even if the Kohen would say that he's Tahar, where now he's going to become Asur to his wife, it's not going to bother him so much, because now he's going to be able to embark on a process where he's going to be able to go back to regular society and to be amongst other people, which is more important to him than being able to be with his wife. And Rabbi Yossi is correct by a Mitzorah Muskar, that by the guy in quarantine, that we're not going to look at his nega on Chol HaMoed, because if the Kohen says that he's Tameh, he's going to have to go outside the Machaneh. He's going to have to leave society. And even though he's going to be mutter to be with his wife, but still he cares more about being with society. Umar Savar and the Tana of the Braisa that said the opposite, that Rabbi Yossi is correct by a Muchlat, and Rabbi Meir by Muskar holds the note, Safta di Ishto Adifalei, that people prefer to be together with their wives more than they prefer to be together with society. And therefore, Rabbi Yossi is correct by a Mitzorah Muchlat that we should not look at his nega, because if the Kohen says that he's Tahar, he's going to have to start counting days of a Tahara process where he's going to be usher to his wife. And he doesn't want that. Even though he's going to now be able to be part of society, it's more important for him to be with his wife. And that would be a sad thing for him on Chol HaMoed. It's going to cause him pain. It's going to cause him anguish. And Rabbi Meir is correct by the Mitzorah that's in quarantine, because even if the Kohen says that he's Tameh, at least now he'll be able to be with his wife, and that's something that's more important to him. So it turns out, according to Rebbe, that a Mitzorah Muchlat, with this whole discussion has been assuming that once a person is an absolute Mitzorah, he's allowed to be with his wife. The Gemara is going to try to figure out, where do we know this from? L'meimer d'muchlat mutar b'tashmish shamita? Does this mean to say that this seems to assume that a Mitzorah Muchlat, that someone is an absolute mitzorah, important concept, muchlat, an absolute mitzorah, is mutter to be with his wife, he's mutter to have tashma shamita, to sleep with his wife, that's exactly what we're saying, vatanya, and that's in fact what the Braisa teaches us. The Braisa quotes the pasuk, v'yashav michutz lo'ohalo shivas yamim, that the guy who has tzaras has to go outside of his ohel, outside of his tent for 7 days. What does that teach us? Shei aser b'tashma shamita, that for 7 days, he's not allowed to have tashma shamita. Ve'ein ohalo el ishto. The word ohel is a reference to his wife. Shenemar, how do I know that? Because the pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people after Kabbalah Satorah, Lech amor lem shuvu lachem la'alechem. Hashem tells Moshe to instruct the Jewish people to go shuvu lachem la'alechem. Return back to your ohel. That now, after Kabbalah Satorah is over, now you're allowed to be back with your wives again. So we see that what does it mean to go back to your ohel? It means you can go sleep with your wives again, which were they weren't allowed to do in the days leading up to Matan Torah, because they couldn't be tamei for Matan Torah. So by a mitzorah, where we say that he has to go outside of his ohel, it means he's not allowed to have tashrish or mita. But that's only during the 7 days that he's counting toward his tahara process. But during the time that he's a definite mitzora, he's allowed to be with his wife. Rabbi Yehuda omer shivas yamim yisperu lo. Rabbi Yehuda says, the pasuk says that he counts 7 days. So during those days, yimei sfiro velo yimei chiluto. That during those 7 days that he's counting, he's not allowed to be with his wife. But in the days that he's a definitive mitzora, he is allowed to be with his wife. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, shivas yimei sfiro, if he's not allowed to be with his wife when he's counting toward getting out of his tsaras, then for sure when he's in the throes of his tsaras, when he's absolutely in the strongest level of tsaras, he's for sure not allowed to be with his wife. Rabbi Chiya danti lifnei Rebbe. Rabbi Chiya says, I discussed this matter in front of Rebbe. The Matanu Rabbeinu Yosam Lo ha'ilo luziyahu eli b'yimei chiluto. And I said that, Rebbe, you taught us that Yosam, the son of Uziyahu, the king of Yehuda, his mother only became pregnant with him from Uziyahu, his father, during the days that Uziyahu was a mitzora muchlat. So we see that we know Uziyahu was a mitzora for 25 years before his death, and after he died, Yosam took over, and he was 25 years old. So the mother became pregnant during the time that Uziyahu was an absolute mitzora. So apparently, a mitzora is allowed to be with his wife. A mitzora muchlat is allowed to be with his wife. Amar lo, Rebbe said to Rebbe Yechiya, Af ani kach amarti. Yeah, I explained. I hold the same thing. I agree totally. But my kamefgi, what are Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda arguing about? Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, savor galdi rachmani b'meisi firo v'kolshken yimei chiluto. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Torah tells us during the days of his counting, he's not allowed to be with his wife. Kal v'chomer, he's not allowed to be with his wife when he's a vade mitzora. Umar savor ma'ide gali gali, ma'ide lo gali gali. And the other opinion holds that no. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that when the Torah tells us he's not allowed to be with his wife, that's when he's not allowed to be with his wife. But any time the Torah didn't tell us that, then he is allowed to be with his wife. So the main point over here is machlokes tanaim, whether a mitzora muchlat, whether an absolute mitzora is allowed to be with his wife, but during the days of counting to get out of his tsaras, he's definitely not allowed to be with his wife. So again, during the days of counting to get out of his tsaras, the Torah tells us he's not allowed to be with his wife. So machlokes tanoim, while he's a vaday mitzora, is he allowed to be with his wife then? So from this Gemara, it comes out that the Tahara and the Tum of Mitzora, we just pointed out earlier, is all relates to the Kohen speaking. So long as the Kohen doesn't say that the mitzora is tameh, he is tahar. So it's not only the physical condition, you need the Kohen to actually say something. Says the Gemara, L'meimer de b'Kohen tali milsa? Is it really totally dependent on the Kohen? That if the Kohen doesn't say anything, I mean, what are we saying? Don't look at the nega on Chol HaMoed, and if you do, don't say anything bad, because if you say something bad, then it's going to be, what do you mean? And if you don't say something bad, the guy is going to be totally fine? It all depends on what the Kohen says? Says Gemara, in, yeah, it's totally up to the Kohen. But Tanya, in fact, we have a brisa that says, Uviyom heraos bo, that the day the Kohen sees a certain color of a nega, if it looks like it's gotten better and the tsaras is no longer covering the body, so the person is considered to be tameh. Ironically, when it covers the entire body, he's tar, but if it recedes a little bit and covers a little less of the body, then it'll be tameh. But what do we see from those words, ubiyom heraos bo, yesh yom sha'ataroa bo? There are certain days that the Kohen is supposed to look at tsaras. Shas, v'yesh yom she'iyat haro'abo. And there are certain days that a Kohen is not supposed to look at Sara'as. Mikan Amru, and based on this we say, chasen she'nolad bo nega. If a guy, chasen, during his Sheva Brachos, has Sara'as, nosnol shivas yimei mishta. We don't look at it yet. We give him the Sheva Brachos week. Lo, in order for whether it appears on his body, ulaveso, or whether the Sara'as appears on his house, ulechsuso, or whether the Sara'as appears on his clothing, the chen beregel, and also on Yom Tov, nosnol shivas yimei regel. We let the guy have a yontif before we look at his negat Sara'as. Divir Rabbi Yehuda, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rabbi Omer eino tzarich. Rabbi says, no, we don't need that pasuk to teach us this halacha. We don't need the pasuk of Biyom Hira Osbo to tell us not to paskin on his negat saras during days where he wants to be besimcha, because Hareyu Omer, pasuk already says by a nega that you see on the house that the Kohen has to lock off the house, Vitziva HaKohen Ufinu Es Habayis, that the Kohen will first tell you, clear everything out of the house. Imam Tinim, so what does that mean? Once the Kohen declares the house Tameh, everything in it's going to become Tameh. So here's what the Kohen does. Before he says anything, before he declares the Tameh, he says, you may want to remove everything from this house. So they can remove everything from the house, and then he'll declare a Tameh. And that way, he'll have saved all the items that were inside the house from becoming Tameh. So Imam Tinim Lo Ledvar Rashus, if we wait on declaring a tameh just to get his TV out of the house, or to get his couch out of the house, kolshken ledvar mitzvah, then for sure we would wait to enable a person to do a mitzvah. So if a guy is in the middle of Sheva Brachos, a guy is in the middle of Yontif, we for sure would wait and not declare him to have tzara'as until he's done with the mitzvah. Maybinai, what's the difference whether we learn it from the pasuk of Ubayom or whether you learn it from the pasuk of Ufinu Es Habayis, clearing out the house? Either way, the halacha is the same, that apparently we don't paskin on a negat saras, we don't tell him that he's tameh during Yantif or during a Shavar Bachas. Wait till afterwards. What's the difference whether you learn it from one pasuk or the other? Amar Abayi Mashmos Dorshanika Benayu. The difference is simply how do you read the pasukim? There is no difference. It means there's no nafkamina la halacha. They're just arguing which pasuk you get it from. Rava Amar Tvar Harshusika Benayu. Rava says, no, they're actually arguing about a halacha. Should we delay telling someone about his tzara'as for the sake of something that's not a mitzvah? If we derive it from the Uvayom, that then we'd say that, yeah, for Yantif, for a Chasen, where it's a Dvar Mitzvah, we would delay. But if you derive it from Ufinu Es Habayis, we see that even if it's not a mitzvah, even if it's just to clear the house, that would be a good enough reason. Rabbi Yehuda, who does not learn it, actually, before we get to that, next main point, the halacha is that, let's say the main point like this: the person does not have tzara'as until the Kohen declares it so, until the Kohen declares him to have tzara'as, and therefore we wouldn't make such a declaration during Sheva Brachos or during Yom Tov, so that he could enjoy his Sheva Brachos and his Yantif. Says the Gemara of Rabbi Yehuda, who does not learn this halacha about not declaring him to have tzara'as from the halacha of clearing out the house, Mehasam lo gamrinan, will tell you that you can't learn anything about the halachos of a nega on a person from the halachos of clearing out a house. De chiddushu, because the whole idea of tzara'as on a house is a chiddush. Da etzim v'avana bi'alma lo mitamu v'hacha mitamu, because normally stones and wood doesn't become tameh, and here we have a case where a house is actually becoming tameh. The Rebbe Amar, and Rebbe says, no, we can learn it from the house, because it's rich. We need both limudim, Rebbe would say. We need the word bayom, and we need to learn it from clearing out the house. If we only had ubayom hira ospo, hava amina, we would have thought ledvar mitzvah in ledvar rishos lo, that it's only for a mitzvah that you can delay telling him about his tzara'as, but for just saving your couch, you're not allowed to tell him. That's why kasav rachman of tzivah kohen. That's why we need the pasuk about clearing out the house that we see even for a dvar rishos here. you're allowed to do it, even if it's not a mitzvah, even if it's just to save your stuff. And if it only would have told me about the case of clearing out the house, delaying the declaring the tzaras until you clear out the house, I would think, yeah, that's because it's only stuff. But if the nega is on the person's body, you need to deal with it immediately. Tzricha, that's why I need both. So last main point over here is machlokes tanaim, how we know that you're allowed a delay in declaring the tzaras, either from the words uveyom hira ospo, or from the halacha that we clear out the house before we declare it to have tzaras. And the nafkamina is whether we would delay to accommodate a dvar rishus, whether we would delay to accommodate something that's not even for the sake of a mitzvah. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up from Amar Mar, Be'ezus Hashem, next time.